Going up against Josh this week, is that something you look forward to, or something that creates a little more stress?
Well, it's we pretty much go up against somebody every week that has been on our team, or I've coached with, or coached, or something like that. So, of course, we're familiar with each other, but the big thing is just matching up against the Broncos, and they're playing great football right now. They're good in every phase of the game, offense, defense, special teams, the running game, the passing game, playing great situational football. So, like, that's the big challenge, is just trying to match up against their whole club.
Why do you think Josh McDaniels is a good head coach, or going to be a good head coach, or whatever you want to say?
Well, I was very impressed with the time I spent with Josh here. He's a smart guy, knows football, understands, I think, all the elements of the game, personnel, strategy, offense, defense, motivation, all the different elements of it. And, he's got a lot of poise. Cool under pressure, and he did a great job for us here, and doesn't surprise me that he's doing well out there.
Well, he was with you guys, I think, from the time he was like 25 years old or whatever. At what point could you see he was kind of head coaching material?
I don't know. I mean, as a coordinator, he had a lot of responsibility and handled it well, so it's probably a good start there.
Going back to his to the defensive days, when you had him on your defensive side of the staff, it looks like you might have created a monster there, given the Broncos' defense. He had a good grasp of defense before you moved him over to offense?
Yeah, I'd say Josh has a good grasp of the game, period. Offense, defense, special teams, running game, passing game, personnel, technique.
Is that something, like, when you develop coaches, is that something you like to do? Make sure, you do that with other coaches too, work both sides of the ball?
Sure, we've done that in the past. Uh-huh. Yeah, some do, some don't. Some are involved in personnel, some combination of personnel and coaching. Well, like Phil Savage did that. He was the defensive assistant, broke down a lot of film for 3 or 4 years, and then went on to personnel and, ultimately to be the general manager in Cleveland. So, similar to Nick Caserio for us here. Nick's been involved with coaching and scouting and director of player personnel now. So, we've done those kind of things before, sure. Josh did that too. Josh was in scouting before he was in coaching.
I think after the Cincinnati game, Josh said that you called him to congratulate him on the win or whatever. How often do you do that, and why was that a little bit special to congratulate him after that?
Well, first win as head coach. But, Josh and I talk, on a fairly regular basis, and I'll just keep those conversations private between Josh and I. I think that's their personal nature, and so that's the way I'll handle them.
When you look at Denver's defense, what impresses you the most?
I'm sorry?
When you look at Denver's defense, what is it that impresses you the most?
Well, the most impressive thing is they haven't given up any points, but they've done everything well. They haven't given up points. They've sacked the quarterback. They've created a lot of long yardage situations. Turned the ball over. They play good against the run. They play good against the pass. They play good situational defense. They're a hard-hitting group. They're fast. They're physical. They pressure you. They cover you. They have a good mix. Mike's done a good job there, as he always does, like he did in Baltimore and the Giants and San Francisco. I mean, he's a real good defensive coach. We know that. He's got a good scheme, and they have good players. They're very experienced in the secondary. Do a good job of disguising coverages and making it hard for the quarterback to read what they're doing back there. So they're pretty good across the board.
Coach, during the offseason with that whole Cutler thing, Josh was under the spotlight and a lot of people were taking some shots at him. What were your impressions on how Josh handled all that?
Well, I think their record so far speaks. That's the most important thing. But I don't know, I wasn't really involved with it.
So has Tom Brady played so far, in your opinion, you know, coming off of the injury?
Tom's done a good job for us. Like everybody, there's always room for improvement. You know, we're all working on that, but you know, Tom's thrown the ball well, thrown it accurately, and, you know, we've been in a lot of different situations. You know, two-minute drills and no huddle, and had to play from behind a couple times, and those kind of things, dealt with a good pass rush, you know, several weeks here, so... I think he's done I think he's handled himself well. I mean, it looks like Tom Brady to me.
What has Scott O'Brien brought to your special teams?
Oh, Scott's one of the best coaches I've ever had the opportunity to work with. He's done an outstanding job, very detailed, done a great job with the young players and our specialists. I think he brings a lot of value to our total organization, both as a coach and as a personnel evaluator. You know, he's a great understanding of the game. I have all the respect in the world for Scott.
When you face a coach you know so well, or who knows you so well in your schemes, what advantages or disadvantages are there?
I think there's a lot of teams that we know pretty well and teams that know us well, our division teams. And you know, we play Denver, it seems like, every year. We play Pittsburgh every year. We play Indianapolis every year, sometimes twice a year, like in 06. So I think we know them. They know us, the personnel and all that. You know, in the end, it comes down to, you know, who blocks, who tackles, who throws, who catches, who kicks, who covers, who gets open, who breaks tackles, who gets them down. You know, and that'll all be decided by the players that are on the field on Sunday. And it's,
so do you think there's any advantages?
Won by some magical play. It'll be won by the team that plays the best.
So you think there's any advantages at all to knowing the other guy we are coaching against?
Well, I think that's what preparation is you try to know as much about your opponent as you can. But that's the way it is when we play the Jets and the Dolphins and the Bills and Denver and Indianapolis and Pittsburgh. And like I said, all those teams that we seem to play on a yearly or sometimes twice a year basis, you know, we know those players, those coaches, those schemes very thoroughly. And as you know, each game is different. You know, you play the same team twice a year, or sometimes more than that even. And each game is different. The matchups are different. The way that the plays hit against what the other team's doing are different. So that's what makes it a great game. It's a totally different experience every time you go up against somebody, no matter how well you know them. But you want to be as well prepared as possible for every team you play.
Bill, going back, why did you decide the 3-4 was going to be your defense for your career?
I'm sorry, you broke up on me there a couple times in that question. Could you hit it again?
I'm just curious, going back to when you started coaching, why did you decide the 3-4 was the defense for you?
Well, I've coached in a lot of different defensive systems, and we've certainly used multiple defenses, both in Cleveland and here in New England. We're primarily a 4-3 team in Cleveland, and here in New England, we've, you know, won championships playing both styles of defense. But my first real exposure to the 3-4 was in Detroit when we really played a 4-3, but we played it like a 3-4. It was an odd spacing defense, just like a 3-4 is. And then, of course, I had the opportunity to be in Denver for the 78 season with Joe Collier and that 3-4 defensive system, which was a little bit different than the one I had been exposed to. And then when Coach Parcells came to the Giants in 1981, then we put in another kind of 3-4 defense that you know, he had run up in New England with Coach Shermer and carried over from Coach Fairbanks when he was here and so forth. So so I've had exposure to a lot of different systems, several different 3-4s. You know, there are advantages and disadvantages to any defensive system you play. And the 3-4 certainly has its advantages there in terms of, you know, having a little more speed on the field and having stand-up guys at the end of the line of scrimmage and different things like that. So, but, you know, in the end, it really comes back down to the players, and no matter what system you're in,
Any difficulty this year in moving guys into Brewski's spot and Seymour's spot? Have you had any adjustments there?
Well, sure. We've had transition on our team, just like every team has. And probably nobody more than Denver with the 30 new players or however many it is that they have. But, you know, that's the NFL. There's transition every year. And, you know, we have young players and players that have come to us from other teams, like, you know, Sean Springs and Lee Bodden and Fred Taylor and guys like that that they're playing for us. And we have some younger players that, you know, they're playing too, just like every other team in the league. So that's the way it is every year. And not taking anything away from those guys, the Rodney Harrisons and the Teddy Brewskis and the Richard Seymours and all those players, because they're great players for us, and Mike Vrabel and all those guys. But in the NFL, it's, you know, it's a situation where, you know, there's transition on your team every year, and, you know, you have to try to make the decisions and adjust your team in the strongest way you think is possible for that year, and sometimes looking, you know, down the road a year or two. So, you know, that's what we're all doing.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.